After almost every school shooting, terrorist event, drunk driving death, you get family members or friends saying to the media, we forgive the shooter, or we forgive the terrorist, or we forgive the drunk driver. And although it sounds very Christian, it's actually not, because that kind of forgiveness is not patterned after God's forgiveness. God does not forgive those who don't want forgiveness. The Bible makes very clear that God's forgiveness is to be the pattern for our forgiveness of others. So let's think, first of all, how does God forgive? Well, first of all, he is willing to forgive everyone. And he's eager to do it, and he's ready to do it. Secondly, he offers forgiveness to everyone. There's a difference between offering and giving. Offering is saying, here it is, it's available, rather than actually giving it, passing it over, making it the possession of another. Thirdly, God does not offer forgiveness regardless of the response to the offer. So God offers forgiveness, but if people don't take it, they don't receive it, they don't want it, God does not forgive them. God does not forgive regardless of their response. Fourthly, God's forgiveness is conditional upon repentance. He offers forgiveness to all, but he only gives it. He makes it the possession of those who are repentant, those who have expressed sorrow for their sin and a desire to separate from it. Fifthly, forgiveness that comes through repentance leads to reconciliation, where God is pleased, the sinner is helped, and the offended party is satisfied. There's a reconciliation horizontally and vertically. And sixthly, God's forgiveness may still leave consequences in a person's life. So even when God totally forgives a Christian, he may allow affliction or pain in their life to grow them, to help them develop, to grow their holiness. It's not a punishment. It's aimed at their growth. It's a discipline. So if that's God's forgiveness and we are to pattern our forgiveness after God's, see Luke 13:3, 17:3, Matthew 6, 10 through 12, what should our forgiveness be like? Just like his. Number one, we must be willing and ready to forgive everyone. Eager to. And that's not easy. That needs gospel work done in our own hearts. That needs us to embrace God's forgiveness. And the more we receive God's forgiveness, the more willing, ready, and eager we should be to forgive others. Secondly, it means us offering forgiveness to people. Oftentimes people distinguish between a lesser and a greater forgiveness, or a positional and a transactional forgiveness. And the offering forgiveness is more of a lesser forgiveness. It's a positional forgiveness. It's saying, I'm in a position to forgive. I am ready to forgive. I am willing to give forgiveness over to you. And so we offer forgiveness to all who have offended us. But thirdly, our forgiveness is not given regardless of the response to that offer. If people don't say sorry, people don't repent, then we cannot give them forgiveness. We might get some temporary relief, but it doesn't help the person, and it doesn't ultimately satisfy us. And that's why, fourthly, our forgiveness is to be conditional upon repentance, so that we give it over, we make it the possession of another when people truly repent of their sins. Fifthly, forgiveness that comes through repentance leads to full reconciliation. So this is moving from positional forgiveness to transactional forgiveness. It's more than being in a position to forgive, it's actually transacting forgiveness. It's the full forgiveness, not a lesser forgiveness. And it leads to reconciliation with God and with one another. But then sixthly, even when we do forgive someone, like say we forgive a child or somebody who's committed a crime against us, there may still be consequences, legally, disciplinary, and that goes together with forgiveness. So God's forgiveness is the pattern for our forgiveness, and therefore real men offer forgiveness to all, but only give it to the repentant.